It was in 2009 when the Indian government enacted a Right to Education Act, which says every child aged between 6 and 14 years old gets free and compulsory education in the country. The law was fair and free of discrimination. But according to Human Rights Watch, Indian children from marginalized communities are being discriminated and deprived of right to education.
Children from marginalized communities, Muslims, tribals, as well as those who are called Dalits, also known as untouchables, or those from the lowest rung of the caste system, they face discrimination from teachers and others, school staff, and therefore feel unwelcome in school and eventually drop out. So 80 million children are likely to drop out before they complete 8th grade.
The report named They Say We Are Dirty highlights injustice and denial of rights to these minority children. It says discrimination in school takes various forms, including teachers asking students to clean toilets, massage their legs, sit separately, insulting Muslim and tribal students, and girls being kept away from the classrooms.
Discrimination against these communities is not a new phenomenon. These are inbuilt inequities in the Indian system for a very, very long time. Teachers are a product of this society, which has discriminated against these communities for a very long time.
Experts say the government should adopt more effective measures to monitor the treatment of vulnerable children to ensure they remain in the classroom. In India, most children are enrolled in primary schools, but the rate of dropout is very high due to barriers of caste, ethnicity, gender, religion, and economic conditions, which prevents them from fulfilling their dreams of having a better future. Munawar Zaman, Press TV, New Delhi.